And now over to Cal.
Hello there. So the last time I was here at Dennis Brand, the last time I was here at Dennis Brand, I left a little token for my energetic double, because I doubt that if I did so and I'd attuned it to my energies, then my energetic double would come here after I'd gone and collect it. So I came back here. We decided to come back here, but then I thought, well, I'll come back here and check that out and see what's happened with that. So I came here and connected with the place first for a while, just relaxed, and then I went over to the little alcove window type stones to see whether the stone that I'd placed there had gone, and it had, which quite surprised me, because I wasn't expecting it to have gone, even though I doused beforehand a few days ago, and my dowsing had said that the stone had been taken by my energetic double. So I kind of doused to ask whether it had travelled around the site anywhere, and the answer was yes, and then I followed its trail from that window around the site, around the edge of the site, all the way to the back wall, where there's a little plinth, and apparently my energetic double sat on that plinth and looked out across the, what's that direction?
That's south.
Looked southward, sat and looked southward, and it was sat there for a while, and then it left something for me, which I was quite surprised. So I followed my dowsing rods to, strangely enough, that brick. Oh, that brick that I spotted the last time he was here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that brick. And I thought, but hang on, you didn't leave that brick, or it didn't leave that brick, because I saw that brick before, and then I thought, hang on. So he said, did it leave the brick before, and that's why I noticed it before? Yes. And I think, is there some kind of temporal thing going on? Yes. One of the powers, apparently, of an energetic double is that time is not a problem. So it actually left that brick before, and that's why I'd noticed it, because it had its taint or scent on it, or vibration on it, if you like. And this time I went and picked it up, and remember that hole that I saw the last time as well?
Yeah.
I had to place it in that hole for some reason. I don't know why. But again, rocks moving around is a favourite pastime of...
Rocks move in mysterious ways.
Yes. Well, not really. It's me and Gwas going around moving them. They don't move in mysterious ways at all. Yes, we move them in mysterious ways. so I did that. And then I asked to see, asked whether there was any place where it would be good for me to spend some time. And it took me to the very same place where I'd left that rock. For my energetic double, and I queried as to why that was, and apparently that is a gateway between two worlds. What two worlds that is to be determined. So I was sat there until Gwas came along and required my dowsing skills somewhat. And that is, I just want to mention how fantastic the bloody night sky is here.
Can I just point out, we can see the Milky Way like a dragon snaking across the sky here. It's wonderful.
It is. Isn't it just? It's just fantastic. You're never going to get a sight like this wherever you guys are.
Maybe they will.
Cut that part of it off me.